So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Svardik Tshuva of the Week. And this is actually going to be Svardik Ashkenazic Tshuva of the Week. So listen to the situation that came up over the Chag. And this is something that's that commonly arises in our homes. And we're talking about a family that cooked corn in a meat pot that had not been used for 24 hours. The Svardik family cooked that corn, and now they want to bring that corn to eat at a dairy meal at a Ashkenazic family. So are the Ashkenazic family permitted to eat that corn that was cooked in that meat pot that had not been used for 24 hours? So this is totally permissible. So let me explain why that is. You have here the convergence of two halakhic principles. Number one, not bar not. Number two, notain tam lifgam. Not bar not means as follows. Notain tam bar notain tam. Twice removed, notain tam, imparting of taste. Listen how the Gemara puts it. Gemara speaks about here in Chulin on Kuf Yud Aleph Mat Bet, dagim shalu b'ka'ara. If you have a burning hot fish that was placed on a meat plate, you're allowed to have that fish with milk. Very, very interesting case. So why is it permissible to have that fish with milk? Because after all, it was burning hot. It was putting on a meat plate. How is that allowed? The answer is because the meat it's because the fish is two steps removed from the meat. The meat was no tain tam to the pot, into the plate. The meat particles or meat taste first went into the plate, then the no tain tam, bar no tain tam, in other words, then the secondary impact was from the plate unto the fish. And when it comes to basar chalav, it comes to milk and meat, if you're two steps away from the original source and what you have is something that's stami, something that's parov, let's say fish, then that is considered to be not bar not, no tain tam bar no tain tam, twice removed from the original source of the meat, and it lands on something pariv, then you can have that with milk, not a problem. Now, where the debate is that only is a huge debate about how far do you take this rule? If it only was on a plate, or even a pot, even cooked in a pot. So Sfaradim follow the Rambam, even cooked in a pot, and the Ashkenazim make a compromise. They Ashkenazim follow Rashi, who says l'chadchila, you should not mix that fish with the fish that was cooked, not just went on a meat plate, was actually cooked in a meat pot. That fish would be you should not have with milk. If you happen to mix it in with milk, then it would be permitted. But l'chadchila, the way the Ramah rules in Yoradea Siman Sarihe is that you had fish that was cooked in a meat pot, then you should not have that fish with milk. L'chadchila. Okay, good. But in our case, you're talking about a meat pot that had not been used in 24 hours. Oh, that changes. That's a whole different story. Because it hadn't been used 24 hours, any meat taste that went from the pot into the fish is notain tam lifgam. It doesn't give off a good taste. After 24 hours, it had the taste that's inside the pot is considered now to be rancid. Any taste that's given off as lifgam is not a good taste. And therefore, it's not a problem. And therefore, even for Ashkenazim, this is clear in the Ramah and Siman Sarihe. If you cooked corn or you cooked fish, something parv, in a meat pot that was eno ben yomo, had not been used for 24 hours, then it is permissible for both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim to have that corn with milk and not just with meat. Now, the only difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim in such a case would be the following. Whether l'chadchila, you're allowed to plan this out. Let's say you know this corn is going to be served at a milk meal. Is it permissible l'chadchila to cook up this corn in an Eino Ben Yomo meat pot, and you know it's going to be served at a dairy meal, many Ashkenazim will follow the Chochmar Adam, who is Machmir. Sfaradim will follow the Vilna Gaon that says that it's permissible. So for Sfaradim, totally okay, not a problem. But for Ashkenazim, it's we generally follow the Chochmar Adam, the Lechachila, you should not do this. But if it was made already by people who are totally allowed to do it, Sfaradim made it, you're totally allowed to do that. And they to serve it at Ashkenazim, now that it's done, totally not a problem. Can they even do that Lechachila? They know they're going to be cooking up the corn in a meat pot that's in a Ben Yomo, and they're going to serve it Ashkenazim. That should be totally permissible. Even the Ashkenazim know that this is the plan. It is not a problem whatsoever. It was cooked up permissibly. It is not a problem. Totally, totally mutar. So in this case, if you have cooked, to sum up, you have cooked corn in a meat pot that not be used for 24 hours by a Sfaradi, is because it is permissible to eat that, that for even for Ashkenazim, to eat that corn at a milk meal, even if the Sfaradi cooked that corn in a meat pot that had been used 24 hours with the intention that that corn will be eaten at a milk meal. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week.